Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has wrapped up his trip to Italy with a visit to the Colosseum before heading to France. Rouhani addressed a press conference in Rome. The president said that he discussed religion and global violence with Pope Francis. His visit to Italy resulted in multi-billion dollar deals. Iran's ambassador to the UN has criticized the Security Council for failing to stop the Israeli regime's brutalities against Palestinians. Ghulam Hossein Dehghani said the UN's silence has allowed Israel to continue its crimes with impunity. Dehghani noted that Israeli atrocities run counter to all international regulations and principles. The Syrian army and volunteer forces recapture key areas from terrorists in the west of the capital Damascus. A mopping up operation in the Daria and Muazzamia districts left a number of terrorists dead. It followed successful military campaigns in the southern Daraa province, where the Syrian army liberated Sheikh Meskin town. Israel's Minister of Military Affairs has accused Turkey of sponsoring Daesh by purchasing smuggled oil from the terrorist group. Moshe Alon says Turkey allows the terrorists to move from Europe to Syria and Iraq and then go back home. Russia has released photos of Daesh tankers taking oil to Turkey. Anti-refugee protesters have staged a rally in the Netherlands against the expected arrival of asylum seekers. The protesters, who gathered outside the city council of Geldermalsen, said the refugees have no place in the town. They slammed the city officials for agreeing to receive the asylum seekers. Colombia has issued an alert amid the rise in the number of people infected with Zika virus. Nearly 14,000 people in Colombia have so far been diagnosed with the disease. Zika virus is a risk to pregnant women and birth disorder that leads to unusual smallness of the head. The FBI has arrested the leader of an armed group that has occupied a federal wildlife refuge in the U.S. state of Oregon since earlier this month. At least one person was killed during the arrest. Amon Bundy faces felony charges of conspiracy to impede the duties of federal officials.